This is the fourth chapter of part 5 dramatic forms. Name of the chapter: The Revival of Poetic Drama. A term applied to plays written in verse or in a heightened poetic form of prose is called poetic drama. In the 19th and 20th centuries, it made an attempt to restore the medium of poetry to the stage. In early times, all plays throughout Europe were in verse. But as the theatre increasingly attracted a mass of audience, prose became the accepted mode of expression for all plays. In the 19th century, poets like Shelley, Byron, Browning, Tennyson, and Hardy wrote works in dramatic form, but they rarely intended them for the stage. Until the early years of the 20th century, poetic drama could not gain much ground because most of the dramatists of this period, such as Bernard Shaw, Galsworthy, Barker, were deeply interested in the depiction of the social and political problems of their times in a realistic manner. The drama in their hands became a handmade of social criticism. The use of flowery language in realistic language was out of place. Therefore, drama dealing with social problems was prosaic rather than poetic in early decades of the 20th century. About the turn of the 20th century, poetic drama became more assured because it was considered that prose drama had failed to grasp the depth and tension and complexity of contemporary living. The poets were now fascinated by the glamour and loveliness of poetic plays. T.S. Eliot prepared the ground for them by stating that the craving for poetic drama is permanent in human nature. Poetic drama, as he conceives, is not verse added to drama. It is the fusion of the poetic pattern and dramatic pattern. So, Eliot is opposed to the realistic prose drama of the modern age. He once wrote, "I believe that poetry is the natural and complete medium for drama, and the verse play is capable of something much more intense and exciting." In the 20th century, Eliot played a very significant role in reviving poetic drama. As an experimenter, he turned to drama because he loved to grapple with difficulties and overcome them. He began with a pageantry play, The Rock, and the rest of the four plays, Murder in the Cathedral, The Family Reunion, The Cocktail Party, and The Confidential Clerk, explored the possibility of poetic drama. Murder in the Cathedral is religious in purpose, commemorating the martyrdom of Saint Thomas Becket. But it is notable for its fine poetry and dramatic power. Eliot has made a very effective use of the choruses, which is made up of the Woman of Canterbury, presented very realistically. Saint Thomas, though dignified and impressive character, is more a symbol than a person. Other characters in the play are also personifications of various simple abstract attitude. The Family Reunion is not religious but deals with the return of a young nobleman, Harry, to his ancestral home, where his widowed mother, Amy, wants him to settle as the head of the aristocratic country house. But Harry is restless as he obsessed with the idea of having killed his wife, and on account of that he is pursued by furies. This is nothing but hallucination produced from the inherited unconscious memory of his father's desire to kill his mother because he was in love with Amy's sister Agatha. This fact is revealed to Harry but his aunt Agatha. By his aunt Agatha, Harry believes that the Furies are not instruments of blind revenge but rather of purification, and so he decided to leave his ancestral home and sets out on his travel. The cocktail party is the most successful of T.S. Eliot's plays from the theatrical point of view. He deals with a typical problem of ordinary behavior in modern time, that is, the various kinds of self-deception in which even cultivated, pleasant, and well-meaning people tend to indulge. In England, poetic drama is revived with the plays of Stephen Phillips. His Polo and Francesca was attended with great success, encouraging him to produce more plays, such as he wrote Ulysses and The Sin of David. After this, a number of dramatists appeared who broke away from the traditional verse play, employing free verse and the concepts of modern symbolism. Among the English poetic plays, the worth mentioning are John Masefield's The Tragedy of Nun, John Drinkwater's Rebellion, Gordon Bottomley's Grouch, Gruach, and Flecker's Hassan. The Dog Beneath the Skin and The Ascent of F6 by W. H. Auden and Christopher Isherwood's were valued in their day for their wit, satire, and social criticism. Another type of poetic drama was developed in England under the influence of the Irish dramatic movement, which arose in the closing years of the 19th century. Protagonists of this new movement, Lady Gregory, W. B. Yeats, and J. M. Synge, were all Irish dramatists who wanted to introduce flavor, richness, and poetry in drama. They tried to exploit in their plays the richness of peasant culture of Ireland and appeal to the popular imagination of their countrymen as against the intellectual plays of Shaw and others had failed on account of being too rational and dealing with urban complexities. They produced plays of great poetic beauty combined with sound dramatic structure. Yeats' verse drama had never enjoyed popular success because he was essentially a romantic lyric poet. His plays are defective in their organic constructions and they do not maintain the proper balance between poetry, action, and characterization. Moreover, they seem to have little direct relevance to the contemporary world. Lady Gregory, like Yeats, draws much of their material from folklore of her country and also writes Irish historical plays. Her characters are mostly peasants and more human than in the plays of Yeats and Synge. J.M. Synge exercises strictest economy in his plays, and he rarely admits a superfluous word. The result is that sometimes his humor becomes too grim and his tragedy bitterly painful. His Riders to the Sea, which is one of the greatest tragedies written in the 20th century, is considered by some critics too harrowing and ruthless. In the younger generation, the most prominent dramatist is Sean O'Casey. Mostly he draws material for his plays in which there is a mixture of tragedy and comedy, from the grim slum dwellings and the recent history of Ireland. The reason why he mixes tragedy and comedy is that they are symbolic of the condition of Ireland, where virtue and vice, heroism and cowardice, beauty and ugliness, poetry and profanity were inextricably mingled. The 20th century poetic drama has assumed different forms and shapes in the hands of different dramatists. Poetic plays have been written on a variety of subjects. Some of them deal with the glorification and exaltation of religion and the church, while a good many of them have atheism and denunciation of God and priests as their subjects. Some poetic plays are symbolic, political, and mythological in character. Some of them have Celtic mythology and Irish life, Oriental setting and splendor, whereas others have aesthetic enjoyment and glorification of sex urge as their mainspring. This chapter is now over.